$100 bills.
Good morning.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah. We are galloping into the show.
We've never been able to use that before, but with this Big and Rich bringing us in, feels good.
It does. This song makes everybody happy.
It really
so,
does.
Yeah.
Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday, everybody. Welcome to the Donna and Steve Show. Ryan Perpich, our trusted producer.
Very trusted, right?
Let's say producer in his probationary period.
Yeah, exactly.
Perfect.
Exactly. Okay, Minnesotans are awesome still. I love this story so much. I'm an easy cry.
You are. Yes, you
I really
are.
Am. This is such a heartwarming story, and I love it. Vikings fans are rewarding a New Orleans Saints player for his sportsmanship during last weekend's game, you know, after the Vikes won with that crazy touchdown as time expired.
Yeah.
And so the Saints were so upset, they went back to the locker room, even though both teams, I guess, still have to line up for the mandatory extra point conversion.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So they got enough Saints players out of the locker room to line up, and fans noticed that the guys on the line weren't all huge. One of them was the punter, Thomas Morstead.
Thomas Morstead, and he was the first one out when they were like, guys, this is all great. Melee has broken out here, but we do have to formally line up for an extra point and run a play, whether you kick it or just take a knee. And then Thomas Morstead, their punter, was the first New Orleans Saints player to actually come back out and line up.
Yes. And it was so sweet. He injured himself also after his first punt of the game. He
broke some ribs.
Yeah, he broke some ribs and tore cartilage.
Yeah.
And so anyway, a Vikings fan noticed and thought that he should be rewarded for his sportsmanship. So he suggested that the Vikes fans donate to Thomas's charity, which is called What You Give Will Grow, and it focuses on pediatric cancer. And they did. By last night, they surpassed $100,000.
How cool is that?
And here he is talking about it and whether or not, you know, he reached his goal, yada, yada. Here's Thomas.
All right. So since we played in the divisional game against the Vikings, there's been hundreds and hundreds of people donating to our foundation online. Then yesterday, I realized that they are all coming from Minnesota. We are going to take all the money that's been donated so far and then through the end of this week, and we're going to write a check back to the Children's Hospital in Minnesota because that's where all the money's coming from. We're going to set the goal. If we get to $100,000, I'll fly up to Minnesota next week or in 2 weeks for the week of the Super Bowl, and we'll do the presentation to the hospital personally. All right, Minnesota, you guys are officially ridiculous. $100,000 raised. I mean, that is incredible. I'm totally blown away. I will book my flights tonight. I will be there the week of the Super Bowl. You guys should all be proud of yourselves. That's a group effort, and it's going to affect everybody in your community. And I'm just totally humbled by this. And I may be forced to root for you guys all the way through the Super Bowl now. So thank you very much, and who dat.
Who dat? Yeah,
isn't that
well,
a
look,
great
he's
got to
throw that in for the Saints fans.
Well, give us a skull here. Come on, buddy.
He's got to stay true because
yeah,
otherwise he'll get
fine.
Run out of town in
I
New
guess.
Orleans.
Yeah.
They'll kick him to the curb, especially now that he's got torn cartilage in his ribs.
Right.
But that's cool really cool.
And to allow us to keep the money in our community.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really cool. Another sport, you know, very sportsman. Ship.
This is Donna like, on thanks. Sports.
Sportsmanship.
Donna Valentine with sports.
He could definitely be a contender in Manuary, I would say.
Yes.
Wouldn't yeah, he
think?
Would be.
Well, and I think, you know, way to go, Minnesotans.
Yeah,
I mean,
Minnesota
how
stepped
sweet.
Up. And, you know, there's a trend. This has been happening this year in the NFL playoffs, and it started actually the final week of the NFL regular season. The Buffalo Bills, who have not been in the NFL playoffs for 2 decades.
Yeah, you never
plus.
Hear anyone go, hey, I got to watch the Bills game on Sunday.
No, and they famously lost 4 Super Bowls in a row in the 1990s.
Oh, my God.
0-4-4.
Oh, no.
But they made it into the playoffs only because of a wild comeback that the Cincinnati Bengals had over the Baltimore Ravens. Why I say all this is because then Buffalo Bills fans donated to the Cincinnati Bengals quarterback Andy Dalton's charity of his choosing. And then so there have been this gifting thing that has been going around of,
got
hey,
it.
Thanks for this. Although here, they were just saying it was really cool that even in the midst of a crushing last-second defeat, he had the wherewithal to have good sportsmanship as front of mind, go out there, line up, do what you got to do, and to officially end the game. Either way you slice it, it's really, really cool.
I know. And it's a lot of money for a really good cause.
$108,000 they're up to.
That is incredible.
Someone donated $10,000.
Right.
I mean, that's a bit, some coin right there.
That's awesome. And speaking of good causes, how about last night's party was so fun.
Can-Can Wonderland, it was the Manuary 2018 party, and all of the shows had a chance to get up on stage and chat about their guys, introduce them to the crowd there, and find out, you know, what causes they're getting behind and all that kind of fabulous stuff. Just a bunch of really, especially as you've been hearing, you've been listening to my talk, you've heard a lot of the commercials that have run saying, hey, this is what Manuary is all about. In
yes.
the past, it's been kind of a fun, tongue-in-cheek man pageant. But this year, with so much bad news about guys in different industries, particularly in the world of entertainment,
right.
we just want to celebrate really solid dudes. And boy, they were there in spades last
night. There was no shortage of good men. These guys are doing such great things in the community. And I'm really confident that our team, nonetheless, is going to win.
Yeah.
I think we've got
it. Did you and Marmar win last year? Right?
We did.
I mean, what has that last year been like for you?
Oh,
it's very similar
to
winning Miss America or something like that, right? A lot of promotional appearances?
Yes, very rewarding. Our guy, the Silver Fox, just a really great guy doing wonderful things for animals, Frankie's Friends, and he was fantastic.
Who are our guys this year?
How dare you put us on the spot like
really,
that?
Can I say our
Kevin, Josh,
we've got Bob,
Don, Bill,
Bob,
Pete,
oh, wow.
Dave,
come on.
Jimmy,
Ron,
stuff like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, you know,
wow.
Gary, Bruce. Those guys are great.
Lane, Jeremy.
I think we went over
Cole,
a few by about six.
Curtis.
Oh, Curtis is amazing.
Dale.
Anyway,
Curtis.
Thank you to everybody who came out, not just the guys and their families, but also people who bought tickets, because that is also going to be going to a worthy cause. When we come back, we've got some things that make you go, huh, including a train that barks like a dog.
And you will never guess the title of Dr. Seuss's first book. It's horrifying.
It is. Stick around. We'll get to that coming up next. Good morning. Welcome back. Appreciate you listening to My Talk 107.1. We are everything entertainment, and we have your things that make you go,
Now, Donna does not think that should be a part of our life. Things that make you go, And I think it should then things that make you go, Tool Time, Home Improvement, Tim Allen.
Too far.
Bum 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 bum. You're not reading. Okay, great. Moving on.
Okay.
Here we go. Paper sounds.
All right.
From the desk. Here we go. Now listen, I'm going to read it as it's written. The first book that Dr. Seuss ever published was not a children's book. It was an edgy humor book called The Pocket Book of Boners. Now, hang on a second. Thank you so much, Ryan. That we are told, and I hesitated to even read this, but we're told that that last B word, bonnets, let's say, actually means gaffes. The original definition is gaffe or a mistake.
Right.
Some
gotcha.
Sort of a fumble, a mix-up.
Got it.
Boner.
Yeah.
That's from Google Translate. And that, for whatever reason, sounds terribly offensive and really, really funny.
A stupid mistake. That is the definition in the dictionary.
Okay. A stupid mistake.
Okay.
Moving on. Things that make you go, huh.
That does make me do that. And he also, isn't he rumored, Dr. Seuss, to like not have
he has no
liked
kids.
Children?
He did, yes, that is the
I
rumor.
I thought he was just kind of a grumpy old, I don't like kids.
Well, he wrote
get
wonderful
off my lawn.
Books. One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish.
One apple up on top. Two apples up on top. Remember One Apple Up on Top?
Many more fingers, many more thumbs, many more monkeys drumming on a drum. Dum diddy, dum diddy, dum dum dum.
I don't like green eggs and ham.
Are we doing this?
I don't
Are we
like
just going to talk to each other like this? Here's another factoid that'll make you go, huh. Double stuffed Oreos only contain 1.86 times as much cream as regular Oreos. Why not fully double it?
Scam!
Yeah,
oh,
scam.
I see. Yes.
We're overpaying.
Scam.
We're overpaying.
Yes, that's not right.
All right. We all like The Crown, right?
Yes.
So let's talk about a position of power and something very bizarre that happened. Bring this up during your lunch break today. Louis the 19th served as the King of France for 20 minutes.
What?
Here's what happened. He took over the throne from his father on August 2nd, 1830, Louis the 19th did. Thought about it for 20 minutes. Decided, I don't want to be king. And he abdicated so Henry V could take over. How do you like me now?
Wow.
Yeah? Got a couple more here. Let's go to trains. Who doesn't love a train?
Love a good train.
I love a good train.
I feel like I'm really trying to sell these right now. Feels like this might be falling a little bit flat. I'm getting not a lot of energy from you,
Donna. Okay, here, let's try it. Ready?
Hey, I got a fact about trains.
Do you or don't you? Or do I?
Oh,
this
God,
is really
I
a funny story.
No, I do.
Is it about the barking train?
This is about a barking train. There's a train that barks like a dog in order to save deer from dying. This is how it works. Normally, there would be a whoosh sound that comes from a train. However, there is a train that now has a wow, what a realistic bark that is. Okay. Is that what you're thinking? But that sound, it's dog yapping for 20 seconds. Deer are afraid of dogs, so they run away from the train tracks instead of standing there curiously. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
They get out of Dodge and don't get impaled by a train.
Wow.
It's actually pretty smart.
So perhaps maybe we should incorporate that same concept into our vehicles because, you know, when you go up north, it becomes a game. You got to avoid these deer. You got to slow down, swerve out of the way. People can get really hurt from that. If our horn sounded like a barking dog.
Cars get ruined.
Instead of the whole phrase, deer in the headlights would be non-existent.
One of our horns should have the barking dog sound effect.
My grandfather had these two things that you could attach to the front of your car, and it made a really high-pitched whistle when you were going at a high enough speed.
Yeah.
So that would scare the deer.
Oh, okay.
Not
that's
bad,
cool.
Right?
Huh.
You know what else scares the deer? Rifles. Hunting season.
Listen, let me show you how this is done. This is things that make you go, huh. Remember Menomina? Do-do-do-do. Phenomena.
Do 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 do.
Do phenomena.
Yeah,
from the Muppet Show.
Muppets.
This one.
Yeah, lovely.
Phenomena.
Yeah, I love it.
Phenomena. Phenomena.
Wow, that was 1976. Okay, well, I didn't know this. Maybe you did, but that song was originally written for an Italian softcore porn film in 1968 that sounded like this.
Oh.
That also sounds like a game show, like match game. You know
Welcome
what I mean? If you're writing your answer down.
Yes, that's right. All right, 30 seconds are on the clock.
Okay, everybody. You know, Mrs. Lincoln is so fat.
What was the title of this Italian
No,
film?
Don't tell him. Don't tell him.
Are
He'll search it out. Don't tell him.
Come on. No. This is for work.
No, you weird
this is for
Muppet
research.
Lover. No, absolutely not.
I don't know the name of the film.
All right, Rye, get my sound ready, because guess what? Stevie Boy's got another one.
All right.
The dot over your lowercase I.
All right, now you're talking.
Is called a tittle. Uh-huh.
I did not know that.
The dot over your lowercase I is called a tittle.
What? How do you spell that?
T-I-T-T-L-E.
Of course.
Do you know
Are
what
you sure?
the...
Oh, I got one more?
I got one too.
Oh, okay. You go first.
Mine's more fun.
Okay.
Do you know what the skin on your elbow is called?
I know.
Yeah, it's good, right?
Weenus.
Yeah.
Weenus.
Your weenus is showing.
And then you were the funniest kid in school when you said that.
Do you know that skin on the corner on your elbow is in many ways numb? I could bite your elbow skin right now and you wouldn't really feel it.
I believe that.
Do it right now, please.
Why don't people pierce their elbows? That would be cool.
Come on, we have 30 seconds. Bite his elbow. Bite her elbow, Steve. Someone bite someone's elbow.
Someone's got to start gnawing
on
somebody.
Well, if you're going to get bitten somewhere, I guess the elbow skin would be the place.
I had my friend Nick when we were in high school. I was like, watch, he'll bite this. I can't feel it. And he did in front of the class. It was wild. And finally, a litter of kittens. A litter of kittens is also known as...
Can't remember.
A Kindle.
A Kindle.
Thank you so much.
Oh, that's great.
Thanks for playing.
Cute.
Things that make you go, huh.
When we come back, the things that make you go, yes, I'm so excited. Another TV show is coming back, but this time it's got an all-new cast, and it's going to be on Bravo. We'll tell you what it is coming up next on My Talk.
We'll share our home.
Good morning. I'm super excited about another show that is coming back to television. And I say another show because yesterday we talked about how Trading Spaces.
Trading Spaces is coming back to TLC, and it's coming back with the original cast. Paige Davis is the host. Ty Pennington is the lead carpenter. Genevieve Gorder, Vern Yip, yada, yada, yada.
Correct. Happy. And now the first trailer for Netflix, Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, is out, and people are excited, myself included. It's it starts with flashes of the new Fab Five, and well, let's play a little bit of the trailer. You can get a feel for it yourself.
The original show was fighting for tolerance. Our fight is for acceptance.
Let's do this.
I'm excited. Like, I don't know what to expect.
I'd like the Fab Five to help me get out of my comfort zone.
I think my dad is lonely.
I want her to be excited about the new me.
Remy is surviving, and I need him to start thriving.
How long does it take for this to accumulate?
Like, 2.5 minutes.
Whoa, there's a lot going on in here.
There's no way that that's acceptable anywhere other than... God, I don't even know where you'd wear that.
I want him to look at his diet and see the possibility of a different kind of life.
I want to give him space that he could entertain a potential lady friend. It's okay to have confidence with yourself.
Ooh, yes, balance.
Good stuff.
Yes, symmetry.
Good stuff, guys. Okay, so that's a little bit of it. Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, which is now just going to be called Queer Eye. It originally aired on Bravo. And basically, it's you get... these guys come in and make over somebody's, not just them with grooming, but also their space, their living space. So you get a designer, you get a culture expert, a grooming expert, food and wine expert, and fashion.
The living space is cool, too.
I like that part. I like that they include all of it.
Yes.
It's not just like Trading Spaces, it's just one thing.
Right. Yeah, I think that that's fun. I think it'll be any show with a really cool transformation from beginning to end.
Agreed.
You know, will we see the show What Not to Wear come back? Remember that with Clinton Kelly and
what's her
face
name?
Who just unblocked him on Twitter? That's a good show. I like that.
He just blocked her on
Twitter? No, she had blocked her. His Clinton Kelly's co-host from What Not to Wear.
Yes.
What's her face?
We'll come up with it. I like her a lot.
She had blocked him on Twitter.
Oh.
Yeah.
There was a beef?
Yeah, there was a beef, girl.
Really?
Yeah. And then apparently she unblocked him just yesterday. Stacey London is who
yes,
I'm thinking of.
Yes, Stacey.
With that very famous gray streak of hair.
Yes, she's great. She was very stern.
I loved that show.
I would like that to come back too. Yeah, I miss all that stuff. You know, is This Old House still on PBS?
Boy, it might just be.
It's a really good show too.
It might just be.
I like that. All right, well. I don't have a date on this, but I'm excited. I thought it was a really great concept.
I didn't know it was coming out on Netflix. I didn't realize that.
Nor did I until today.
Because Trading Spaces that we talked about yesterday coming back to TLC, which I think did we all forget? I certainly forgot that it was on TLC. I just assumed that it was on HGTV because, well, frankly, it spurred the growth of all of those shows that are now on HGTV.
Exactly.
But again, here's just to go back to Trading Spaces quickly, why I'm so excited about this. Fixer Upper with Chip and Joanna. They have exquisite taste, and it's always wonderful. It's like, wow, I'd love to live inside of that house.
Yes.
On Trading Spaces, my friends, there are many that go awry, and I hope that that is still the case. And they're going to be doing two rooms for $2,000. What do you even get? Throw blankets, a few pillows, and a new coffee table.
Yeah, but
what
a lot of times
heck?
The rooms aren't very big either.
Don't tell me that.
You've got paint, you've got flooring, you've got furniture.
They chose some really bad paints. I watched some fails,
Trading
Spaces
of them,
fails. Dark, heavy colors, strange artwork on the walls. I can't wait. I cannot wait for that show to be back.
Well, didn't you say that somebody ended up with hay on their walls?
Yes, and that was because a designer named Hildy, who is coming back.
She's good, though. She is
good. Nonsense! She put hay on the wall. And what maybe we forget about that time that Hildy on Trading Spaces put hay on the wall, she painted the ceiling pink.
Yeah, that's the problem.
That's a gut punch if you walk in.
If you're redoing a room, if you're having a room redone in your house And it's nothing that you can use. It's just visually, like, cool. Like, you walk in and it's a jungle.
Yeah.
What are you supposed to do with that?
I don't know.
I love that. I love the reveal, that moment where the look on the person's face, you could read whether or not they're lying.
Yes.
With their reaction,
yes.
Where they're like, oh, I love it. And I have to be honest, some of the work was kind of shoddy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, you'd see, like, paint on the ceiling in a corner, and they always made it like, oh my God, the paint is still wet, and the couple is coming home.
Oh, I know. It was edited so dramatically.
I know.
Oh, I can't wait for that. That's coming out April the 7th. We do have a date for that.
Yes.
April the 7th on TLC, Trading Spaces returns. Some American Idol news. It, of course, returning in March to ABC, no longer on Fox. Here's some news coming out of the Idol headquarters. Katy Perry, one of the celebrity judges.
Yes.
According
the highest
to
paid.
TMZ. Ooh, well, then this might not sit well. She is habitually tardy for American Idol. As it states, production sources say that Katy Perry is almost always late to audition rounds, showing up 10 to 25 minutes after call time. While it has been frustrating for the producers, TMZ is told that the other judges, Luke Bryan and Lionel Richie, haven't really cared. They haven't been all that upset.
Because they're nice guys.
Well, and maybe that points to a bigger problem that TMZ points out, which is that while the judges are all solid, that's the word on the street, and the chemistry is good, there is no comedic tension, a la Paula and Simon, or Blake and Adam on The Voice. There's nothing there. Katy Perry is really fun. Lionel has a strong point of view, and Luke is just pure country. So they're not at each other's throats. It's just maybe a touch too amicable at this point.
Which
that's what we know.
Which is not going to make for a very interesting TV.
Yeah, you better have some real drama with the contestants if you don't have it with the judges.
Well, and they did say they want to take the focus off the judges a lot more this season and put it on the talent. Which I appreciate. And they're getting rid of all the goofy auditions.
No more terrible auditions. You know, the worst year ever of American Idol was when Mariah Carey and Nicki Minaj were on.
It was terrible.
Tension gone awry. It wasn't fun tension. It was unenjoyable to watch. You felt worse having watched it.
I'm trying to think about those two. Yes, you do. You felt like embarrassed. Secondhand embarrassment.
Secondhand embarrassment.
As I call it. But I have to say, I also think Katy Perry, she's female. Okay, and she's getting the works done, I'm sure, as far as makeup, hair, wardrobe. Luke Bryan's just walking in, I'm sure, with the flannel and his Wranglers, throwing his boots on. He's ready to go.
He don't care.
Got to give the girl some time to get ready.
What do you think the chances are? On TV, I work for the ABC affiliate here, okay? Channel 5 KSTP. So American Idol is coming to Channel 5 KSTP. Live with Kelly and Ryan is on Channel 5.
Yes.
So here's my thought. Here's my pitch. What are the chances that Ryan Seacrest allows me to, no, hang on.
Oh, God.
Follow him for a day going from American Idol. We get on his jet. We're eating cocktail wieners, bubbly, whatever. And then we fly out and do Live with Kelly the next morning. And I am there with a camera crew. And it's kind of a day in
Wait,
the life
of
being.
What do you mean we do? Live
no,
with
not
Kelly
we.
And
no,
Ryan.
I mean I'm there. We're just recording. We're getting behind the scenes stuff of what it's like for him to go from Idol, not to mention his morning radio show. I don't know how he fits that in when he's doing a morning show. I don't know. I don't get how it works. The time-space continuum must stop.
Yeah.
But what do you think the chances are? Wouldn't that be fun if I just powered around, followed him with the camera for a day as he goes from Live with Kelly to American Idol, his morning show, and then back again?
I think your chances are this.
Zero, Gary's.
Your brother.
I think zero. I don't even think there's a 1% chance that he would allow you to do that. And why you? I mean, I think you're special, but why, out of all the affiliates of ABC, would they go, this guy, because of your good looks, your charm?
They would have to think that the Twin Cities market was somewhere where they needed to really get a foothold in terms of ratings, because
NBC,
it's one market at a time. That's how they become powerhouses. And then the second reason would be because I asked and the others probably didn't.
I would like to see the reply to your request to ask Ryan Seacrest if you could follow him around. However, I mean, you're also on the radio. You're doing the kind of the same thing he's doing.
I pitch it as a mentor thing.
Yes.
I need to learn from the greatest.
You're doing what he's doing. You've got two jobs. He's got a few jobs.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, and then what happens? Smash cut. 5 years from now, Steve and Ryan are best friends. Still eating cocktail wieners. Still drinking bubbly.
Still taking the private plane.
Rubbing each other's bellies.
Yeah, no. I don't think it's going to happen. But good luck, Steve.
Thanks, Donna.
Hey, when we come back, let's talk about who's in time out today. A celebrity that we think is has been a little naughty. And or maybe a lot naughty.
Yeah.
And we're going to put him in time out when we come right back on My Talk 107.1. Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, and the situation may have found himself in a situation.
You've been a naughty boy.
You've been bad.
I might have to put you on timeout.
I think somebody needs a timeout.
You're going into a timeout.
I might have to put you on timeout.
Time for Donna and Steve to put somebody in timeout.
Yeah.
Timeout. 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 I might have to put you on timeout.
So who's been naughty?
That's right, y'all. Listen, there's a parent in the building now, and we need to institute some rules here. That's the bottom line, okay? Hollywood, are you listening? We're coming for you.
We are coming for you. We're starting with the situation.
Oh, boy.
We're going to New York.
All right. Now, you're specially suited to deal with this because you born and raised in New Jersey.
That is true.
And the situation from Jersey Shore, I don't know what to make of these weirdos.
I know.
Have I said
this? This guy is an idiot. What? I mean, you had the world in the palm of your hands and you blew it. The situation, who was born Michael Sorrentino, he has just agreed to plead guilty alongside his brother Mark in a tax fraud case. Yeah. The plea is part of a deal that will be entered in court this Friday. He initially rejected the deal last week. They were accused of not paying all of the federal income tax owed on Michael's, wait for it, $8.9 million income from 2000 to 2012.
What does he do to earn that?
He promotes stuff.
Yeah, shows up at parties, sells white tank tops,
sells tanner,
laundry services.
Exactly. I think he had a commercial during the Super Bowl 1 year.
I give up.
I can't remember what it was.
That's coming out to probably, I don't know, I don't have a calculator, around $800,000 a year. So it's not crazy.
Right, but for
a man of his
talents, which I assume are very limited, but
that he might be over-earning.
How do you come up with $800,000
a year? From 2000 to 2012, $8.9 million, so that's $9 million in 12 years. It's less than $1 million a year, probably right around $800,000.
How is that less than $1 million a year?
Because his total earnings was
$8.9 million.
$8.9 million from the year 2000 to 2012? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
That's less than $1 million a year. It would be $12 million total earnings if it was averaging out to $1 million a year. 12 years, $8.9 million. Are you following?
You're going way too fast for me. No, I'm thinking $8.9 million. Okay.
Total.
Let's just call it gross. Let's just say gross.
Yes.
We're not dealing with the tax situation. See what I did there?
That's good.
$8.9 million divided by two?
No. So, check me on my math here, but I think I'm doing this correctly. From the year 2000 to 2012.
So, are you counting that as 4 years? 2000, 2001?
I'm counting that as 12 years. 2000 to 2012. Is that what you said?
No, 2010.
I think she said 2000.
I didn't. I said 2010 to 2012.
Ryan, I'm going
to
need... Okay, that is totally different. I'm sorry.
I thought you said
2000.
I'll get the audio back.
All right. I feel like
you need
set
to go back
up
to that whole Pittsburgh
again, maybe
public
I just,
school system.
Maybe I didn't hear it correctly. I'm sorry. You said 2010 to 2012.
12.
Okay. In that case, he made $4.5 million a year.
How many
minutes? That's a lot of money.
That is a lot.
And then the government is also alleging that the situation and his brother deposited cash into different bank accounts to avoid reporting income to the IRS. Oh. What are you thinking?
That's how they got Capone. You got to pay your taxes.
Nice.
You got to pay your taxes. This is what happens.
I love the Capone references.
From Capone to the situation.
Similar in a lot of ways.
Also inflated their business expenses for high-end cars and clothing. This was filed back in 2014. So now the situation is facing up to 15 years in prison, and his brother is facing up to 25 years. You can't mess with the IRS.
Why is his brother getting 10 years more? I'd be a little upset
about
that.
I don't know. Some of the details are
missing. See you in 10 years.
But yeah, what an idiot. Way to blow it.
You know what would stink? Going to jail.
You think?
It'd be a real downer, wouldn't it?
A little bit.
Oh, I'd hate that.
Yeah.
I'd be bad at jail.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't handle
it. You
well.
Wouldn't last a day.
I wouldn't. I think you could. You
maybe
could scrap
county
by.
Jail. County jail you can make.
Donna, you could scrap by.
Oh, yeah.
Steve and I think we'd.
Donna, I'm almost certain, has served time at some point. I'd be trying to organize too many all cell block gatherings and things like that.
I know.
Covered dish. BYOS, bring your own shank.
Hot Lux and shuffleboard.
All right, so the situation's in timeout.
He's in timeout now.
Definitely.
Someone else is getting their timeout extended. That's how it works. Sometimes, as a parent, you know this. You put your kid in timeout, and then they're going wackadoodle still. And you say, this timeout is not going to start until you stop having this fit. You understand? It's not. You don't just get to go to a corner and go bat poo crazy.
Right.
You have to actually calm down here and serve your time.
You got to sit on that naughty chair.
And then sometimes they start going crazy in there. Then you have to say, all right, we're going to start the clock over, man. This is how it works. And we are extending the timeout for one Kevin Spacey.
Billy.
Yeah, this is not good. This floating around everywhere today. Here's the story. A third sexual assault allegation formally through the police that is coming against Kevin Spacey. These are not just other folks saying, oh, he did this to me, he did this to me on Twitter. These are police reports now. The story reads that Britain's media is saying police in London are investigating this third allegation of sexual assault against Kevin Spacey. So the Metropolitan Police Force said Thursday they had received an allegation that the man sexually assaulted a man. Now, they don't name these names. This happened back in 2005 in Westminster.
Oh, okay.
However, this is how they derive that it is Kevin Spacey. This is why this is being reported this way. The police force did not identify Spacey as that alleged perpetrator because they don't name suspects until they are formally charged.
Okay.
But it said that the same man was accused of an assault in 2005 and one in 2008. Both in the South London borough of Lambeth, that suspect in both of those cases has been widely named in British media as Kevin Spacey. So they're simply connecting the dots there. The 58-year-old Kevin Spacey was the artistic director, you might know this now, of London's Old Vic Theatre, located in Lambeth between 2004 and 2015. News continues to get worse and worse
for
Kevin Spacey as we find out more potential things that may have been done allegedly. To other folks, they say that Kevin Spacey is taking some time to do some necessary evaluation and get necessary treatment. That's what his spokesperson is saying.
Okay.
Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, we haven't heard from him in a while. Yes, still in a timeout. All right, that's kind of heavy. This guy, I'm going to put in a timeout on behalf of your opinion of his new song. George Clinton and Parliament have a new album coming out, and here is the first song off that album.
I seriously think someone went up to George Clinton and said, what if we made the worst song possible? What would it sound like, George? What would it sound like? That would be it. I'm going to make you sick, oh me.
Yeah, he's got that right.
That is horrible.
I hated his music the first time when it was Old Dirty Bastards. Do you remember Old Dirty Bastards?
Yeah, ODB.
Yes.
ODB.
Yes.
That sounded like a ripoff of ODB. And by the way, ODB's music was highly annoying.
I have to say, I kind of liked that a little.
Donna.
I know, but I'm going to keep him in timeout because I know you guys think that that was terrible. But I mean, how funny is that? Oh, I'm going to make you sick of me.
It's not funny. It's horrible. It's awful. I can't go on. How can we go on? I don't like this segment.
Did you like the beat? Did
no!
you like the beat of the song?
I could take, yes, just the beat and get rid of the ODB impersonation that's happening there.
Okay.
Nothing
and if
rhymed.
You just had it in the background so that we could just sort of, I don't know, doodly-doo on down the street.
Yeah.
Is that you getting funky, Steve?
Getting my knickknacks, doing some antique shopping.
No.
All right, that's probably not my song.
I don't know what just happened. That was funny. That made me feel uncomfortable. All right. Okay, but we do have some good music that we're going to get to. I think so, and we have some music news we're going to get to in our new segment called The Beat.
We got the beat, we got the beat.
Yeah,
we got the beat.
Justin Timberlake is talking about the Janet Jackson Super Bowl situation, if you will.
Much was made about this. Justin speaks out about that at long last ahead of his Super Bowl performance. But does he say enough? Will it make those who had question marks and concerns, will it satisfy them? You can decide that.
Definitely. And Dawn's going to be coming back momentarily with a Dirt Alert update. So stick around. It's Donna and Steve. We'll be right back on My Talk 107.1.